We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio. It's going to be comedy and music and conversation. And we always love learning about new businesses, adventures that people are taking on. And I am fascinated by the meal prep companies. I've been wanting to try one, and now I found out that there's a company right here in Chicago, and we're friends with somebody who's involved in this. Bill Bunker reached out to me and said, hey, my sister Mimi and my brother-in-law have this great company you need to know about, which is Righteous Kitchen. And Mimi, I want to know more about this. What's Righteous Kitchen?
Yeah, so what we do is we kind of take all the work out of making dinner.
Okay, thank you. Greatly appreciate it.
We make all the food. We have chefs, a whole team of bakers and chefs, and we take orders online and prepare all the food fresh. It's all made from scratch, and it's all made to order. And we refrigerate it and then deliver it, and you just stick it in your oven when you're ready to eat. So we have been doing this for a little while, about 6 or 7 months out in the suburbs, and we're moving into a pop-up location in Wicker Park on Saturday. So we're pretty excited about that. So, you know, it's a small location, and it doesn't have a kitchen there, so we're still going to make it all in our kitchen and bring it down there, and people can just come in, and they can either pre-order or just grab something out of the fridge and take it home.
And you just won a pretty cool title, which is one of the best small businesses in the country, top three by Fifth Third Bank.
Yeah.
This is incredible.
It was pretty out of the blue and pretty, it's pretty funny actually, because it's a NASCAR award. And, or I should say, the prize was the grand prize was having your logo on the hood of a NASCAR race car.
Oh, cool. By the way, Bill's like, I put that in the email. Bill apparently has not heard the show where I talk about, I'm a gist reader. Yeah, I got it. So that's very cool.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, we were in the top three. You know, we didn't win the grand prize. A company that had been around for quite a while won that one. So
Walmart always ruined
I think you're already on the car somewhere.
It was a company that, it was a marketing company that did viral marketing campaigns. So if you can't win your own contest.
And we came pretty close to them too.
That's
so
wonderful.
I'm pretty happy about that. Yeah.
What kind of food do you guys have? Like, what are the top four sellers?
Well, our top four sellers would be our chicken pot pie. We have a really good barbecue pork slider. Comes on a pretzel roll with some chipotle slaw that goes on top of it. We have an excellent baker, and she makes blonde brownies. They're blondie bars. They've been called, one of our customers just calls them crack when she orders. She just calls up and asks
that's
for
fantastic.
More of that. And then we have we're sort of starting the whole breakfast meal menu as well. So we've got a really good French toast.
Can you get breakfast at any time?
You can. You can.
So, what? She's like, yes, that comes up quite a bit. It seems like that's
because anybody can eat French toast anytime.
That's right. People love their fried chicken and waffles. That seems to be.
I do too.
Yeah. There's,
you got to separate the two.
Why?
No, you put some honey over it. Yeah.
Oh, that's good stuff. So, and the menu changes weekly depending on what is available locally, maybe depending on what, you know, the demand is, or how does that work?
Yeah, it kind of, you know, we have our staples and like the pot pie and the sliders. But then whenever we see something, if we're out and we just kind of want to take our spin on it and try it out and it works, then we'll throw that on the menu. Or like you said, whatever seasonal and available.
Right.
But we're sort of building a menu of staples right now that are going to be on there all the time. And then we'll have specials each week that are going to change.
Then for the pop-up, can they order before they show up at the pop-up? Or how
they can. Yes. So they can pre-order on our website, righteouskitch.com.
Righteous Kitchen.
Somebody bought that domain and wanted lots of money for it.
Yeah,
so
I know the feeling.
Cut off the EN and we're Righteous Kitch. So they can pre-order online up till 5 o'clock the night before, so we can make it. Or they can just pop in and grab something and take it to go.
Where did this come from? What drove you to decide to start your own business and take on this adventure?
Indeed.
If I could go back in time. My husband Matt has been
Hello.
Hi. He's been in food for what? Like almost since we were about 15.
Years.
Yeah. Oh, really?
About a teenager.
Yeah. What was your first food industry job?
My first gig was delivering food in Midtown Manhattan.
Oh, really?
I worked in that deli, and I delivered pizzas and sandwiches.
Wow, if you're still in it.
And he's still delivering sandwiches.
I was going to say, you know, because you're like 15, you're like, oh, someday I'm not going to have to do this anymore. And then your wife's like, could you deliver these boxes of pre-made food?
Yeah, but the technology's better now. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. A little bit. You can listen to radio on the way. You don't know.
That's right.
Right.
But I mean, it's not that, by the way, Glenn says that he's gaining weight just by listening to you talk about food. How do you, what kind of nutritional information do you try to include when people are making their choices and what you have available?
So we're currently working on different nutritional labels to put on our boxes. But basically, you know, some things are going to be healthier than others, obviously. The pot pie is not one of our healthier items. But we do have plenty that are. And everything is made from scratch, and everything's all natural. So we don't use any artificial ingredients. And Matt, is diabetic. He actually was diagnosed as an adult. And so that sort of changed the way we look at food and the way that we approach it. And we sort of take that approach into what we make too.
And what's your background in? Are Mimi? Are you? Have you always been in food as well?
Or no, I've always eaten.
You took a left turn. So
no, I love it. I was a teacher for years, we have four kids. And so after our second daughter was born, I took a leave of absence, and then my tenure ran out before we stopped having kids. So then I've just been tutoring and doing various things, and we had this idea about 11 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, so this has been something that you've wanted to do.
It's been around for a while, and then the recession happened, and we couldn't get any financing to do it.
Well, you decided to start as the recession was about to hit.
Yeah.
It was 2008.
Like the week of, pretty much. And so that didn't happen. So we kind of put it on the back burner for a while. So now we're finally getting it out there.
I love that you came up with this. And Bill has, when she said she's starting this business, what was your advice? Your thoughts? What were your thoughts?
Well, as she mentioned, she has four girls. Her house is chaos on a daily basis. So I'm like, anything to get you out of the house would be good. That's why I go to comedy clubs, right?
You hide from the family.
The problem is they come with me.
I can vouch for that. I've seen Bill just hanging out. I'm like, Bill, what are you doing?
Is that why you do Mondays for your music jams there, Tom, is to get away from the family? Is your wife listening?
No comment.
Pleading the fifth.
Yeah, we all have.
When the wait staff is like, "You going out with us, Bill?" Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
So you guys stop.
Till I'm not allowed to anymore.
Yes. But no, it's a great idea. They both, you know, as she said, Matt, the combination of Matt's experience in food service and Mimi's with, you know, education is a good sort of fit for this business.
It's awesome.
So I just have a question. Like, where is it exactly on your pop-up store, Wicker Park?
Oh, yeah. So it is on Milwaukee. The address is 1262 North Milwaukee. So it's just west of Western.
Ashland.
Of Ashland. Sorry.
Get off the blue line and get your food.
And that's for the whole month. The whole month of June.
The whole month of June.
The 30th.
And it's this little shipping container that they've turned into a pop-up. This company turns it into pop-ups for small businesses to sort of get on their legs a little bit. And it's a really cool space. I think right now it's a mattress store.
Yeah.
And until Friday night and
in a container.
It'll be us.
In a container?
Yeah.
The cargo container?
Sounds illegal.
It does.
Get a mattress and a pot pie.
That sounds about right.
You'd want a nap after that, right?
And where can folks go? We're gonna take a break here and do another segment, but I want to make sure people know how they can pre-order. So you can go to righteouskitch.com. That's righteouskitch, KITCH.com, to put in your orders. Now, folks, are there certain communities, if they're not going to be able to go to the pop-up, are there communities that you serve, or is it the entire Chicagoland area? How does it work?
So right now we're doing delivery just out in the suburbs around where our kitchen is.
Gotcha.
And so the pop-up is just kind of, we're not doing delivery out of there yet.
Okay.
Once we kind of see
pre-order
after a month how it's going, then we'll expand that way. But
so they can pre-order and pick up the food at the cargo container.
Yes, they can pre-order and pick it up there. Or
so it sounds weird.
If they're just walking by and just want to. I mean, we're also going to have sandwiches and salads and things they can sit and eat right there, too. So.
I'm curious about this this car, because I saw a coffee shop in San Antonio, Texas. Mm-hmm. It was two cargo containers stacked on top of each other, and it was the cutest little coffee shop that I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's really neat how they can do this with that space. We were in Austin, Texas not long ago, and they have them everywhere, you know, food trucks and shipping containers.
Until the shipping company owner realizes it's gone and get it back.
And it rolls away.
You know who has an incredibly in creative way of using them is our friend Susan Dannenberger down at Dannenberger Family Vineyards. Tom, you and I have to go down there. Yes. Me and Paul got to go do a show down there. We do music and comedy down there.
Definitely.
But she's got cargo containers like stacked on top of each other, and then two on each side, and then a stage and an open area, and they're like lounges and high top tables on the second floor. It's one of the coolest venues I've ever seen in my life.
Shipping containers are taking over.
I know. Haven't you seen? There's articles. You can Google, making an apartment like a living space.
Oh, yeah.
They knock out the walls and put two together and all these different configurations. It's cool.
Like Airbnb.
It's like the vaudeville places where they're coming to town, sell snake oil, and then they leave. And then now you guys are going to have people come back. They're like, hey, I want to take back a mattress. Like, we don't know what you're talking about. That store's gone.
What's a mattress?
That's down the block.
The Righteous Kitchens pop-up is going to be at 1262 North Milwaukee Avenue from June 1st through the 30th. You can go to righteouskitch.com for more information and to put your pre-orders in. If you live in the western suburban areas, you can pre-order Monday through Friday by 8 a.m. for same day or pick up and delivery between 4 and 6 p.m. Is that my saying all that?
Yes, that's the delivery hours.
Excellent. Wicker Park pre-orders are due by 5 p.m. the day before you want to do your pickup. And the hours for the Wicker Park pop-up will be Wednesday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. or until they're sold out. And then Saturdays and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Let me take and you also do catering. Let's talk about that when we come back.
Yeah,
That's something people need to know about. It's a local business. It's our friends Mimi and Matt. Is it Tolkien?
Tolkien.
A bunch of people always want Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
More after, sorry. I'm the bazillionth person that did it. I couldn't help it. There's no I there. Don't say it. Left. She said
Archie
it.
Yeah, I went from Bunker to Tolkien. I got Archie to Lord of the Rings.
Live in the Allstate Skyline studio, we're talking to Mimi and Matt Tolkien, who are the proprietors, the owners, who's the CEO, who's the president, who's the co-creators of Righteous Kitchen. Do you have any labels?
They just looked at each other
I
don't remember.
This is a fight we just had before we got here.
I thought about it for a long time before we signed the paper.
I think I'm the president. But you're 51% owner.
I gave you president, and I own majority.
And you're vice president.
So it's a woman-owned business.
Hey, there you go. Bill, you were not offered any positions at the company?
Not at the ground level. No, I'm going to have to come.
Look at Mimi. Mimi's like, can we not talk?
Once you're out of a shipping container, we'll talk.
Does your brother come over and sample some of the food? He's like, what's on the menu this week?
Not yet. I suspect now that I'm closer in Wicker Park, I'll probably see a lot more of Bill.
Yeah.
Bill does that at the comedy clubs already, too. He's what is that, whiskey? Let me try that.
See how that works.
Every time.
It's in your press release, it says that you also do some catering. Let us know about, where can people find out? I mean, obviously on your website, but what kind of catering have you been doing?
For caterers, just parties, mostly. Yeah. And we don't do, we don't have servers passing around with trays. Like, we just sort of pretty much bring the food, and we'll bring it hot, or you can warm it at home, however you want to do it. But basically, we do it to order. So we have people just call us if they want catering, or email us at info@righteouskitch.com. And we'll kind of get to know what kind of event you're having and how many people and what kind of food you're looking for, and we'll try and make it work. So.
And for the folks who are ordering meals, I mean, people get busy, and there's a lot of guilt, too. You just get so tired. You don't want to go to Grubhub all the time. These are like having your own home-cooked meals.
It is. It's having your own home-cooked meal, and the best part, aside from how good it tastes and how easy it is to get it.
She's so proud. I wish that everyone could see how proud you are, which is wonderful to see.
Oh, well, thank you.
Go ahead.
It's how it makes your house smell like you've been cooking dinner all day.
Right.
So you stick it in the oven 15 minutes later, it's like, wow, I made this,
Fool your friends.
Yeah, fool your friends, your in-laws,
They don't need to know.
They don't need to know.
That.
Yeah. Well, especially if you're making a brunch or something and you're having a lot of people over.
Paul, you made this?
Yeah. I've never,
people know.
You need to have a party at your
people
place and we'll have it catered.
Yeah, I can do that. I haven't used my oven since I've lived in my place. So. Yeah. Patty, I did use the, Patty gave me a, what is it called?
It's a toaster oven.
Toaster oven. So good. She gave it to me a month ago, and I just took it out of the box today to warm up something.
It takes bread and it makes it.
It's amazing.
Well, it's a kind that you has a, it has top loading slots for for toast, and then you can also, you know, slide it over and then use it as a little oven. So that's why he was. But
that's why Paul's.
Yeah, I was excited. Well, I had leftovers because it was in a tin thing, so I'm like, well, I can't microwave this.
Those are the best.
So then I was like, yeah, I was like, I can use Patty's new invention, this toaster oven.
She created it.
She's like, oh. Wow. It's great. Thank you. I used it today for the first time.
My
you gave
pleasure.
That to me like
a month ago.
Oh yeah.
It was something I forgot to return on Amazon.
Right. Yeah. I got an extra.
Yeah, she doesn't just give me toaster ovens.
But I mean, well, Paul's been very generous with his time and a lot of the work that we do. So I guess.
And he probably seemed like a guy in need of something.
A little bit.
She's been. Cook. We record my podcast there. She's like, you have no food. I've never had food at these. No. I'm gonna look into this thing.
We can hook you up. And ours comes in.
And I need a new mattress too, so it all kind of works out.
Well, then you gotta get by Friday.
31st.
I'll come during the transition.
Righteous Kitchen. Their pop up is at 1262 North Milwaukee Avenue, and you got. I think just to check out the, you know, what you guys are up to and this location where they're featuring pop up businesses, giving them an opportunity to be in the neighborhood so people can learn more about them. It's exciting.
Yeah, it is pretty exciting.
How many people do you have working for Righteous Kitchen?
We have a staff, I think, now of
five-ish.
It's about eight. It might seven.
Is it weird? Have you been a boss of people before? I mean, it's
yeah. So it's, before this we had a school lunch catering.
Oh.
Business. And that one is sort of what, that was the first time we were bosses of, well,
I've been a boss for a long time, actually.
But I guess as a teacher I was too, but in terms of other adults.
Right.
Yeah. And it's
a challenge to focus your energy, right? Because you know, obviously you're responsible for all the cooking and putting all that together and figuring out what every menu is going to look like. And then to be responsible for people who you want to make sure are themselves responsible, you know, to help your business grow.
And we've been really, really lucky so far. I mean, we've got a really great team and they're very independent, which is great because neither one of us likes to micromanage at all, and that's not our strong suit actually when it needs to happen. And we've been really, really lucky.
We have been.
Yeah.
And where did the name Righteous Kitchen come from? Is that where did
that took a long time to come up with? We knew we wanted something that was a little bit edgy, a little bit. The one other thing we know a lot about besides food is music and just a lot of kind of useless music trivia and pretty much every song that comes on the radio.
Funny you should mention that.
We wanted to kind of incorporate that. And so we just thought, you know, we want it to be a little bit edgy and not something you find at the grocery store or a fast food place. And, we had this logo idea with the fork doing the rock and roll hands. And so we thought that kind of fit the motif.
Well, sorry, I was trying to pull up your press release, and then I got one of these, like, you know, the things that says congratulations, you've won.
Oh, it's a.
And I'm trying to get, and I can't.
You've won an iPhone.
I can't get it to stop. I'm locked in. Oh no, loading. Is it a malware?
I've got the menu.
You got the menu. There you go.
Oh, that's a really cool logo. I like that a lot.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, thanks.
It would have looked cooler on a NASCAR.
It would have.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Time will come.
We won second place. We get a replica NASCAR.
We do. We
get
a small little like Hot Wheel.
That's very cool.
NASCAR always ruining things.
The pop-up is June 1st through June 30th if you live in the western suburbs. Which suburbs in particular?
So our kitchen is in Lombard. So
Lombard,
we pretty much go about, you know, 7 to 8 miles outside, you know, radius out of Lombard.
Excellent. And folks can go to either the pop-up at 1262. And if you do the pop-up, you want to order ahead of time, go to the website righteouskitch.com so you can see the menu, order something, you can do the pickups.
Yeah. So our menu that's going to be on our website for pre-order is going to be the same stuff that we're going to have in the fridge down there.
Excellent.
So we just can't guarantee that it won't be sold out.
Exactly.
But it'll be there.
That's exciting.
You going to help them set up, Bill?
Gonna give
them
I am.
Excellent.
I am.
Yeah. You are?
Yeah.
What is he?
For purposes of this interview.
Hey, Mimi, he just said it, so that's binding.
Yesterday I got I'm busy.
Paul's a lawyer, so he will attest to the fact that
he's
now legally bound.
And you have to help.
I will help up until 7 p.m. Saturday night. I'll be at
the world famous Laugh Factory.
Yes, Bill Bunker will be at the world famous Laugh Factory on Saturday night. What time is the show?
7:15.
7:15.
That's the early show, the family friendly show.
Oh, really? So,
yeah.
Doing that show.
I think as it progresses, they get
a little bit
until we reach the nasty show.
Yeah, that's the late show.
Yeah.
Do you still go see Bill do stand-up comedy?
I haven't in a while. Yes, I have been to She's from been to the many very many beginning. Shows. I've been there.
Yeah.
The early days. She was one of the first ones to come when I was, you know, mm-hmm. get my foot in the door over on Wells Street there at the
Zanies.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch the progression.
We saw Bill at Zanies when the fight broke out in the audience. There's about 10 people.
Yeah, someone threw a chair across the room. At John DeCoste was on stage, I remember, and two guys in the crowd. Got into it, and the one guy picked up a chair and threw it at him, you know, the big metal feet first.
Okay. Wow.
So it was.
And that was one of your first shows.
Like,
and next to the stage.
Yeah.
You thought that was going to happen every time. You're like,
please.
There's no chair here? What's going on?
Please refrain from throwing any furniture at the comedians.
From table talk and or throwing thereof.
That's Bill Bunker. He'll be at the Laugh Factory coming up on Saturday night.